आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं
केशवं बादरायणं
सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
Happy Navaratri to all. May the grace and blessings of Mother Durga, Mother Saraswati, and Mother Lakshmi be always with us in our spiritual growth. We were discussing Samadhi. Shankaracharya is discussing the topic of Samadhi. And he is giving us instruction, very clear instruction, what need to be done. In verse number 379, Shankaracharya ji says, fix mind firmly in lakshe brahmani. What should be our lakshe? What should be our goal? Goal should be Brahman. Fix mind in Brahman. What is fixing mind in Brahman? Thinking about Brahman is fixing mind in Brahman. Be very clear. Thinking about Brahman is fixing mind in Brahman. So what is to be done? First, withdraw your senses from the world. From OET, withdraw your senses. Body should be still, and don't worry about the maintenance of body. Don't worry about the maintenance when we are meditating. Then he suggests, get the knowledge of Brahma Atma Ekyam Upetya. Upeta, having got this knowledge. So before sitting in meditation, we should have the knowledge of Brahma Atma Aitya. That knowledge is to be gained first. Then after that, we should sit in meditation. And how we should reach there? Take the help of Akhanda Karvritti, Soham, Sivoham, Mahavakya. And the vritti, the thought should be continuous without a break. It should be continuous. And after that, enjoy Brahmananda rasam. That is the real ras. You don't need other ras. That is the real ras. Enjoy. You have reached there. Okay. Then in verse number 380 said, renounce all anatma chintan. Give up all anatma chintanam. Now you all know what is anatma and what is atma. And anatma chintan, he says, it is the source of all impurities and gives us sorrow. We should be very, very firm and clear about that. The sorrow comes from anatma only. And he says, think of atma. Give up all the vrittis of anatma, then what the mind should do? The mind should think about the atman. Why? Because it will give you that real ras, that Brahmananda. And you can enjoy that continuously. It will liberate us. Again, Shankaracharya says, oh, you want to know about atma? What is atma? Already I have told you many times. Okay, again I will tell you in 381, he says, Swayam Jyoti, it is self-effulgent. And Ases Sakshi, it is witness of all. Where this Atma is residing? Where should I go? He said, in Vijnanamaya course, it signs eternally. It is in our Buddhi. It signs there eternally. Whether the Vritti is there or not there, we all know. It is there. So contemplate on this Atma, which is distinct, which is different from Anatma. Altogether different. And no other thought should intervene and realize that Atman is your own self, that Brahman is your own self. Renounce ego and strengthen identification with Atma. Renounce ego. Renounce ego and identify with the Atma. What is this identification with the Atma? Dropping identification with anatma or the ego is identification with atma. You don't have to put in any effort for identifying with the atma. What you have to do is drop your identification with the ego. Dropping identification with the ego is identification with atma. When ego is not there, what is there? That self-effulgent is continuously there. So how should I live in this world? Udasin, remain udasin, unconcerned to the world, like a broken pot. Broken pot holds nothing. Gurudev says, make some holes in our mind so that we don't hold many things. Huh? He said me this thing. 15 years ago, we are still holding it. It should drain out from the hold. We should not hold all these things. Now, verse number 384.
Vishuddhamanta karanam swarupe.
Vishuddhamanta karanam swarupe.
Nivesha sakshin avabodha matre.
Nivesha sakshin avabodha matre.
Shanai shanai nischalatam upayana upanayan.
Shanai shanai nischalatam upanayan.
Purnam swamevanu vilokayetata.
Purnam swamevanu vilokayetata.
Vishuddhamantah karanam swarupe. Nivesha sakshinyababodhamatre. Shanai shanairnis chalatamupanayan. Purnam swamevanu vilokayetata.
This is topic number 65, continuous attention to self. So there are in all 77 topics in Vivek Churamani according to the index, and we are now in the 65th topic. That means we have covered 5/6 topics of Vivek Churamani and only 1/6 is remained. shortening. Okay. Visuddham antakaranam. Antakaran means our antakaran chatushta, man, buddhi, chitta and ahankaram. How that should be? Visuddham, suddha and vishesha rupena subuddha, purified. Purified mind and intellect equipment. What is to be done? Swarupe nivesya. Nivesa. Nivesh means invest. The nivesh word in Hindi we said, aapne kahan apna paisa nivesh kiya hai? Where have you invested your money? Oh, I have put it in 401. I have put it in share. Nivesh. Invest. Or fix. Fix your mind in swarup, in one's own true nature. So mind which is withdrawn from the world should be fixed in own true nature. And what is that nature? Sakshini, it is a witness. And avabodha matre, it is the knowledge absolute. My own atma is sakshi and it is the knowledge absolute. Bilokayet, last word of this verse, bilokayet. Try to realize that I am Purna, infinite. It is not easy to realize that I am Purna. But we have to do it. How? First thing required is Visuddha Antakarnam. Visuddha Antakarnam is the first. We have said many, many times. First step is purify your mind. Second step is knowledge. Knowledge will not take time. But Visuddha Antakaran, it will take a long time. So that is to be done first. So after purification of mind, meditate. Meditate on whom? Meditate on your own swarup. Merge in sakshi. And what is that sakshi? Bodh matra, absolute knowledge. It is difficult. Shankaracharya says, sanai, sanai. Dhire, dhire. Sanai, sanai. Gradually. What is to be done? Nishchaltam. Make your mind quiet. Slowly, slowly. Don't force the mind. Slowly, slowly you do it. Quiet. Then, upanayan purnam swami eva anubilokayet. Anubilokayet. Then you fix it into, bring it to purnam, infinite. Where is that purnam? Swam eva. One's own self. Alone is the purna. We don't have to go outside anywhere to find that purna. Where is that infinite Brahman? Not outside. It is already with me. Inside. Anubilokayet. One must realize tataha thereafter. After withdrawing your senses, when you are meditating, then you realize it. Okay. Sanai sanai upramet. We have seen in Bhagavad Gita also, chapter 6. The same thing comes. Sanai sanai. We have to learn from the nature, you know. In the nature, everything is happening sanai sanai. You cannot make a bird forcibly open it. If you try to do it, you destroy that bird. It will not open. Sanai sanai. Sun rises and the temperature rises. Sanai sanai. It is not that the sun rises and then in the morning itself 20 degree gone up. No! Sanai sanai sanai. It goes up. It's not like our car. They all advertise 0 to 100 miles in 5 seconds. It is not sanai sanai. Not like that. So slowly, slowly we have to try that. So how to purify mind? We all know. Bhajan, kirtan, puja, jap, tirth, brahman and all that. But the best is, what is best? Can anybody tell? Raise your hand like this. Yes, many can say. Karma yoga. Why karma yoga? You have to tell science. Bhajan, kirtan, you can't do 24 hours. Puja jap you cannot do 24 hours. Tirth Brahman you cannot do it for whole life. But karma yoga you can do 24 hours, 365 days. Therefore the best purifier is karma yoga. Therefore Bhagwan has suggested in Bhagavad Gita do karma yoga. So sanai sanai should not deject us. Know it will happen. It will certainly happen. Okay, now a little bit more deeper. Be attentive, try to catch this. When a mirror is removed, the reflection lapses into original. Suppose there is a mirror in front of me, there is a reflection there. When the mirror is removed, what happens? The reflection merges into the original. Okay. Same way, mind is mirror. In that mind, there is a reflection of consciousness. What is mind? Mind is flow of thoughts. When the vrittis are not there, that means mind is not there. When mind is not there, what happens to reflection of consciousness? That reflection of consciousness merges into consciousness. There is no more reflection of consciousness. It is consciousness. Gurudev says, a purified mind is that from which the rajas and tamas have been removed. Remember, who is a jiva? Rajas tamas pradhan is a jiva. And who is Bhagwan? Satya pradhan. So what is purification of mind? When the rajas tamas are subdued. When rajas tamas are subdued means the satya gun has increased. A pure mind is free from its preoccupation with OAT. These extrovert preoccupations can end only when the vasana forces have slowed down. When the vasana forces have slowed down, how they will slow down? Vasana forces? Again, karma yoga. Best. Other things you can do. Bhajan, kirtan, this is implied. Karma yoga adi. So from next time I will use the word karma yoga adi. Adi means you can do bhajan, kirtan, jap and all that thing. This will also purify. Bring such a purified mind to contemplate upon the pure Atman, which is the witness of all the movements of the body, mind and intellect. This is the instruction here. When the witness, the consciousness, illumines our thoughts, we become conscious of our thought. Consciousness illumines the OET, but the OET are not in the consciousness. Consciousness illumines OET, but the OET is not in the consciousness. Gurudev gives an example. The sun is the witness of all world of objects, but the objects are not in the sun. The sun is the light alone. The self is consciousness alone, bodh matram. In that consciousness, fix your mind, which have been fully weaned away from all agitation. Slowly, slowly, bring those disturbances into quietitude and rest the quiet mind in the contemplation upon the self. As the mind becomes quiet, you come to experience the full. As the mind becomes quiet, you come to experience the full, the eternal self, continuously and intimately. When there is no vritti there, awareness is there, consciousness is there. You enjoy that. Next.
Dehendriya prana manohamadibhihi.
Dehendriya prana manohamadibhihi.
Swagyana kriptair akhilair upadhibhihi.
Swagyana kriptair akhilair upadhibhihi.
Vimuktam atmanam akhandarupam.
Vimuktam atmanam akhandarupam.
Purnam mahakasham ivavalokayet.
Purnam mahakasham ivavalokayet.
Dehendriya prana manohamadivihi. Swagyana kripte akhilerupadhivihi. Vimuktam atmanam akhandarupam. Purnam mahakasham ivavalokayet.
When ajnana is removed, all projections of ajnana are also removed. What is tamogun? Avaran sakti. It has covered our jnana. And what is rajogun? Rajogun has vichhep sakti. It projects the whole world. So when the Ajnana, the Tamogun is removed, it's all the projection. The first step is Avaran Sakti, next is the Vichep Sakti. If the Avaran is not there, there cannot be Vichep. If I am able to see rope, how can I see snake? Unless the Avaran, unless the veiling is done first on the rope, there is no projection of snake. So when the Ajnana is removed, ignorance is removed, all projections also goes away. Avalokayet, see, realize and experience what? Purna Mahakasiva Atma Tattvam. So this Atma Tattvam is like Mahakasa. This is the best example we can give. Although it is not equivalent, Atma is not equivalent to Mahakasa. But Mahakasa is all-pervading. This all-pervasiveness of Atma Tattva is covered by what? Upadhi. By Upadhi it is covered. Be free from Upadhi and you will realize it. What is this Upadhi? Shankaracharya, you tell me Upadhi. Oh, we know it, but again Shankaracharya says, okay, I will tell you. Deha, Indriya, Prana, Mana, Ahamadi bhi, Akhilai Upadhi bhi. And in the next line you say, Bimuktam. Be free of, bimukta, vishesa rupena mukta, be free of what? Be free of the body, sense organs, prana, mana, ego, etc. Everything. Adibhi means what? You can say buddhi is not written there, or vasana or ajnana is not written there. Those are adibhi. Why this has come? Swa ajnana kriptai, which are the projection of one's own ignorance. It is all projection of our ignorance. So, atma tattva is covered by upadhi, deha, indriya, pran, mind, and ego, etc. All upadhi are projected by ajnana only. So, remove ignorance. After removing ignorance, upadhi will still be there. Upadhi will still be there. When I become jnani, still upadhi, deha, indriya, man, adi, everything will be there. So what will happen if upadhi is there? Identification with upadhi will end. So when it is said, deha indra prana mana adi bhi akhilai upadhi bhi vimuktam, it means disidentify from all these. Body, mind, intellect, prana, etc. Then atmanam akhanda rupam purnam mahakasi avalokayet. Avalokayet, let one come to see, we will see. When you negate all these upadhis, when you negate, be careful. You are not asked to destroy these upadhis. He is not saying destroy. He is just saying disidentify with these upadhis. Upadhis will remain. Disidentify. Avalokayet, let come to see what? Atmanam akhanda rupam purnam. Your own Atman, akhanda rupam, individual. And purnam. Purnam is infinite. How? Mahakasa eva. He gives an example like a mahakasa, as the space. So Atma is free of upadhi. Upadhi is projected by ignorance. So long the ignorance remains, reality of upadhi will remain. We think this upadhi is real, but this upadhi is not real. So Atma Tattva is free in state of ignorance also. Be careful. Atma Tattva is never bound. It is the Jiva which is bound. Atma Tattva is free whether you are a jnani or jnani. Atma is never tainted by any action of the body, mind, intellect. So in the case of a jnani also, Atma is free of all these things. And in the case of a jnani also, it is free. So it is not like a prisoner, who feels free after coming out from the prison. No, it's not like that. Even in the state of ajnana avastha, Atma is free. Atma is free. And in the Jnanavastha, definitely it is free. But many darshans, many philosophies are there, they say Atma is bound, you know. They say Atma is bound, Atma is free. But Vedanta says Atma is Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta. It cannot be bound by anything. Only difference is that a jnani does not know that he is free. Jnani knows that he is free. That's only difference is this much. Atma is always free. Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta is Atma. A jnani does not know, jnani knows that. Space is never conditioned by walls, although we say it conditioned. It is only an appearance. And Atma Tattva is akhanda purna, but appears conditioned because of Upadhi. Gurudev says, similarly, when the body is transcended, I am not limited by any physical object. When the mind and intellect are also hushed, there can nothing be but pure consciousness. We have seen many times. Remove idam vritti, aham vritti, what will remain? Suddham will remain. When the mind and intellect is removed, hushed, then only pure consciousness will remain. There is no other example by which we can indicate the great consciousness which is all-pervading and eternal. Let me tell you, Atma Tattva is even more subtler, more pervasive than Akash also. Akash also. It can only be compared with the space. Space itself is not the ultimate reality. It is the nearest illustration which can indicate it, in as much as it is the subtlest of all five elements. We all know. Akash is the subtlest and the grossest is the Prithvi, because the Prithvi has got more guna. Akash has only one guna, sound. Prithvi has got all five, sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. Therefore, Akash, the space, is subtlest among all five great elements. Very often, space is taken as an example for consciousness. Since it has the property of sound, it becomes a substance. It is a substance. It is an element. Things which have properties and are substance are objects finite and ever-changing. Since it is an object, it has a beginning and an end. Akash has got a beginning and an end, but Atma has got no beginning, no end. Atman is not a space, but it is like space. Atman is not space, but it is like space. It is comparable with the subtlest element, space, for the purpose of intellectual understanding. In short, Shankar wants us to meditate upon and experience Brahman, the all-pervading and eternal. Elaborating upon the simile, like the infinite space used here, he continues in the following verse. He further amplifies, he further explains. 386.
घटकलशकुशूलसूचिमुखैः गगनमुपाधिशतैर्विमुक्तमेकम्
भवति न विविधं तथैव शुद्धम्
परमहमादिविमुक्तमेकमेव घटकलशकुशूलसूचिमुखैः गगनमुपाधिशतैर्विमुक्तमेकम् भवति न विविधं तथैव शुद्धं परमहमादिमुक्तम् परमहमादिविमुक्तमेकमेव
घट कलश कुसूल सूचि मुख्यै गगनम उपाधि सतै विमुक्तम. He gives example. Conditioned space. Space is one, but we condition ghat. Ghat is their pot. Pot space. Kalas, jug. Jug space. Then kusul. Kusul means the barn. Go down. Go down of cranes. Kusul. You find lot of here when you go to the countryside in Chicago area, you see the round things. The kusul. Barn. Suchi mukhe, eye of needle. Gaganam upadi satay vimuktam. Gaganam the space. Upadi satay, hundreds of limitation. Vimuktam ekam. But the space is one. Space is one. He is mukta. Okay. So having dropped hundreds of its limitations such as pot, a pitcher, a barn, or the eye of needle, space is recognized as one and not many. Suchi mukhe. Eye of the needle. Some people say, no, it is the mouth of needle, you know. Why mouth? Because the thread enters. Therefore it is mouth. Or whatever, whether it is just eye or mouth, is one and the same thing. So hundreds of upadhi are there of the space. Same space is there in ghat, kalas, needle and barn, but the space is free of all upadhi. Whether it is small or big, it is one. We raise many walls and we say, this is shrine, this is office, this is library, this is our drawing room, this is our bedroom, this is bathroom. According to utility, we go on saying that. But gaganam bhavati na vividam. But the space never become many. Gaganam bhavati na vividam. Tatha eva suddham paramahamadi vimuktam ekam eva. In the same way, tatha eva suddham param. Suddham param is the suddha atma. Is what? Ekam eva. Only one indeed. And how that ahamadi vimuktam, free from all ego and everything. So there is no division in space. It is suddha, one only. Aham appears to be different in different upadhi, but it is one only. So atma is one in all upadhi. That we know very clearly. Atma in everybody is one and same. From Brahmaji to Pipilka, it is not big in elephant or small in ant. It is one and same. Gurudev says, a pot, jar, barn, or an eye of needle are the conditioning for space. Pot space, jar space, barn space, or needle eye space are all parts of the same space and are so called because of their respective conditioning. Space is one. With no limiting adjuncts, upadhi. When the upadhis are all removed, the one space remains all by itself. There can be no differences in it. The apparent differences are all due to its conditioning. Similarly, consciousness is one, ever free from the concept of PFT. The self is free from all incrustation of BMI and OET. It is further explained in next verse.
Brahmadi stambha paryanta mrisha matra upadhayah tatah purnam swamatmanam Pashyedekatmanasthitam. Brahmadistambha paryanta mrishamatra upadhayah tatah purnam swamatmanam Pashyedekatmanasthitam.
See, space provides space to everything, but itself not affected. Space provides space to all happenings, but itself is not affected. Like anvil, we have seen anvil. On that anvil, the iron smith will make different shapes, but the anvil is never modified or changes. Anvil remains the same shape. Similarly, Dharma Patma, Atma never gets tainted, affected by anything. Atma is like akashvat, like a space. And who is that? I am like that all-pervading space. I am that like akashvat. Giving space to everybody. But really speaking, we don't have space for others. The nature of Atman is even more subtler than space. And space gives space to everybody and not tainted. So when we realize that Atma Tattva, I am even more subtler than space, not affected by anything of body, mind and intellect. How is our condition now? Our condition now is that we don't have space for others. So this is narrowness. This is narrowness. We have to expand ourselves. So Brahmadi Stambha Paryantam Mrisha Matra Upadhaya. Upadhaya, all this Upadhi, starting from Brahma to Stambha Paryantam, unicellular organism, Mrisha Matra, they are all unreal, unreal. Mrisha Matra, unreal. Okay, right from Brahma to the most insignificant unicellular organism, all conditioning are quite unreal. So all Upadhi starting from Brahmaji, Indra, Surya, Chandra, Pasu, Pakshi, Manusya are all unreal. Mrisha Matra. What is Sat? Sat is that which stays in three periods of time. That which never stays in three periods of times is called Asat. What is Mithya? Which stays in one period of time, limited time. So all these things, starting from Brahma to Stambha Paryantam, they are all limited in time. They are not Sat. That will not remain in three periods of time. So all Upadhi are Mrisha. So what is the implication? What Shankaracharya is trying to tell us? Shankaracharya is trying to tell us, don't identify with the Upadhi. It is not real. Don't identify with the Upadhi. Why Upadhi? Don't identify with all Anatma. Because all Anatma, starting from Brahma to Pipilka or Stambha Paryantam, is Mrisha Matra. But what we are doing? We are identifying, hugging, embracing Upadhi. This is what we are doing. And Shankaracharya is saying, disidentify that. Disidentify. We are giving importance to Upadhi. Shankaracharya is saying that give importance to the Sat, which is Atman, which is real. We are not giving any importance to real Sat. We are giving importance to Anatma. We are giving importance to Upadhi. So Vedanta is not intellectual entertainment or a judo or karate. Some people say Vedanta is only for the rich people who has got no worry about roti, kapda, makan. For them it is a Vedanta. No, it is not like that. Not like that. We all know Brahmaji also dies. 100 years life. Lifespan is very big. I don't want to go into that. 1,000 Chaturyug is 12 hours of Brahmaji. Now you calculate 100 years. That means it's a life. But it ends. It ends. So what is this Upadhi? Upsamipe sthitva swakiya gunana netra adadhati. Upadhi is that thing which does not change other object but gives impression it has changed. Same Atman is there from Brahma to end. Atman is not affected by Upadhi, but it appears that it is affected. In Drigdrisya Vivek we have seen, Kham vayu agni jal urvisu devatiryang naradisu abhinna satchitananda vidyate rumnam. In all these come in the five great elements, come Vayu, Agni, Jal, Rubisu, and Devta, Tiryak, animals, Nara. Nara means human being. Atman is one and same. Atman is one and same, whether it is inert or a sentient being. Everywhere it is the same. The distinction is because of the outer body. Because of the upadhi, there is a distinction or difference. So upadhi are all different. But what is the common factor in all of them? Atman is the common factor. Is one and same. That Atman is not different. So Atman in Brahmaji, Atman in all Devata, be it Bhagavan Krishna, Ram, Ganeshji, whosoever be, and Atman in me is one and same. But the function, capacity, ability of each upadhi is different. Brahmaji upadhi is different, my upadhi is different, Bhagavan Ram's upadhi is different, their capacity, their ability is all different. But from the platform or from the standpoint of Atman, it is one and same. From the stand of Atman, I will say there is no difference between me, Lord Krishna, or Brahman. Because the Atman or the consciousness is one and same. It is not different. It is the upadhis which are different. It is the conditioning which are different, but not Atman. So essence is same. So if upadhi is mithya, then Atman has to be sat. Because mithya cannot stay without sat. So superimposition can happen only on sat. All the superimposition can happen only on the screen. Like in the cinema you see, what is the screen? Screen is sat, constantly there, but the superimpositions are happening. Different forms, different scenes are coming and going. But the screen is there, permanently. Tata purnam swayam atmanam pasyet ek atmana sthitam. Tata, therefore, purnam, in fact, Swamatmanam, one's own self, it is not different. Don't try to find out Brahman somewhere outside, it is already with me. Pasyet, one should realize ek atmana as oneself, sthitam, existent. Therefore, one should realize oneself as the only existent principle. And what is this purna? Purna means desh, kala, vastu, aparichinna, who is not limited by any space, time and object, is purna. We are all apurna. Why? We are all limited by space, time and object. So Atma is infinite, not changing. One should realize oneself as the only existent principle. We are worried about upadhi. Therefore, we have to do samadhi, you know, in order to find out, because we are worried about upadhi, always engaged in upadhi, never think about Atman. So in order to find out the Atman, we have to do samadhi. It's not that you have to do samadhi 24 hours, 365 days, whole life. You have to do only once to realize that I have got the Atman. If you don't accept whatever is said in the Veda or in Upanishad or in Gita or in Bhagavatam or in Ramayana, if you don't believe, if you want to verify, go into samadhi. Go into samadhi and verify. If we identify with upadhi, then there will be vyadhi and adhi. That is what we are experiencing. If you identify it with upadhi, what will you get? Already Shankaracharya has said that with you identified with Anatma, you will get only sorrow. We identified with our upadhi, body, mind, intellect, what we get? Vyadhi, disease. It can be physical or it can be mental. Now because of COVID-19, people are getting mental. Mental problems are coming. Why? Identified with upadhi. Okay, but if you realize what will happen, yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra samadhyā. Once you realize inside, once, it can be even for 1 second or 2 seconds, then you are sure Atman is there, nischit rupena. Then yatra yatra mano yati, after that, still you are living, mind is still functioning. Yatra yatra mano yati, wherever the mind goes, tatra tatra samadhaya. You are seeing that Satchidanand. After knowledge, I am seeing chair. So now I am no more seeing namrup. What I am seeing? Asti bhati priya. Yatra yatra mano jati, tatra tatra samadhi. I am seeing tree. I am not seeing the nam rup of tree. I am seeing Satchitananda there because it is existence is there. Be it sentient or inert, we will see that. Therefore, sadho samadhi bhali. We must do samadhi once and after that is not required. Stambha paryantam, from the creator down to the most insignificant thing created, all are delusory appearances, they being limited at jang, they are all unreal. Unreal? Asat. What is the rule? Yad drishyam, whatever is seen, tad jadam, tad vikari, tad vinasi, tan mithya. Mithya means in limited period of time. That asat is not there. Why it is asat? Why it is asat? Raise your hand, who can tell me? 101 times I have said, yes, asat, it is asat because this whole world is negated in deep sleep. It is not there. But Atma Tattva is there in the deep sleep. It is not negated. Therefore, whole world is asat. Asat is not in the true sense like we feel it is not there. No, it is there. Whole world is there. Since it is negated in deep sleep, it is asat. But Atman is sat. It is not negated in deep sleep. It is there in waking state. It is there in swapnavastha, dream state. It is there in deep sleep state. Therefore, Atma Tattva is sat. Jagat is there in the waking state. Jagat may be garbled state in the dream state also, but Jagat is not there in deep sleep state. Therefore, Jagat is asat. It's non-existent. From the standpoint of the infinite, the realm of matter exists not. Gurudev says it is not there. From the standpoint of reality, from the standpoint of Brahman, from the standpoint of rope, snake is not there. Ask rope, are you seeing snake? Rope will say, no, I don't see any snake. Ask Brahman, have you created world? No, I have not created any world. Who has created the world? Your mind has created the world. In the waking world, in the dream state, in the waking state, we are seeing the world. When the mind is not there, there is no world. What does that mean? That means mind is world. Is it not so? When the mind is active, we are seeing world. In the dream state, some subconscious mind, it is there. World is there. In the deep sleep state, mind is not there. No world is there. Therefore, what is world? Mind is world. When mind is there, world is there. When mind is not there, world is not there. For the waker, the dream has no real existence. The call of Acharya Sankara to Sadhak in this verse is, come to experience your own Atman, whichever remains as the one self in all, ek Atmana sthitam. Next.
Yatra bhrantya kalpitam tadviveke.
Yatra bhrantya kalpitam tadviveke.
Tattan matram naiva tasmad vivinnam.
Tattan matram naiva tasmad vivinnam.
Bhrantir nashe bhranti drishtahi tattvam.
Bhrante nashe bhranti drishtahi tattvam.
Rajyustadvad vishvam atmasvarupam.
Rajyustadvad vishvam atmasvarupam.
Yatra bhrantya kalpitam tadviveke. Tattan matram naiva tasmad vivinnam. भ्रांतेर नाशे भ्रांति दृष्टा हि तत्त्वं रज्जुस्तद्वद् विश्वम् आत्मस्वरूपम्।
शंकराचार्य सेज अपार्ट फ्रॉम ब्रह्मन देयर इज नथिंग रियल इन दिस वर्ल्ड, ओनली वन थिंग इज रियल इन दिस वर्ल्ड, दैट इज ब्रह्मन। यत्र भ्रांत्या कल्पितम तद् विवेके, यत्र देयर वेयर भ्रांत्या बाय मिस्टेक कल्पितम इमेजिन तद् विवेके ऑन इट डिस्क्रिमिनेशन। सो वेयर बाय मिस्टेक समथिंग इज इमेजिन टू एग्जिस्ट, देयर ऑन राइट डिस्क्रिमिनेशन इट विल एंड। विवेक, वी हैव टू डू विवेक। बाय मिस्टेक व्हेन समथिंग इज इमेजिन इट कैन बी रिमूव्ड बाय विवेक एनालिसिस राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग। डेल्यूशन कैन बी रिमूव्ड by right understanding, by right understanding. Shankaracharya will again come to the example of rope and snake. Tatra tanmatram naiva tasmad vibhinnam, tat, that imagined thing, tanmatram, tanmatram is that substratum. That imagined thing is nothing but that substratum. Naiva tasmad vibhinnam, it is never different from that. So on discrimination one will find tanmatram, one thing only. In ignorance we see duality, after analysis or discrimination it is one, only one thing is there. So if you try to bring your two eyes toward your nose, what will happen? You will see all two. So if you try both these eyeballs, you try to bring this side. It is parallel like this. Try to bring like this. What will happen? You will see two aunties and two uncles. What will I see? Oh, there are 30 people. I will see there are 60. I will be very happy. 60 attendees! They are attending my Vivek Chulavani. Oh, but there are only 30. ओके भ्रांते नाशे भाति दृष्ट अहितत्वम। भ्रांते नाशे व्हेन दिस एरर नाशे इज एलिमिनेटेड, भाति इट विल साइन, व्हाट विल साइन? दृष्ट अहितत्वम द रियलिटी ऑफ द फॉल्सली परसीव्ड स्नेक। भ्रांते नाशे यू आर सीइंग स्नेक ऑन द रोप, दैट इज भ्रांति, इट्स ए डिल्यूशन। भ्रांति नाशे व्हेन द डिल्यूशन एंड्स, what will you see? You will see rope. You will see rope. So with the error removed, the falsely perceived snake itself become rope. So if by mistake we are seeing snake on rope, you know this example very well. The moment you bring torchlight and see snake is gone, the snake which was giving me fear, that also is gone. Now I come to know there is only one thing. It was always rope was there. In my delusion state also rope was there. When the jnana has happened, knowledge has happened, still the rope is only there. Yat tasmad mriseva bhanti sakalam rajo yatham eha brimam. In the Balkanda Ramayana, the same example is also given there also. Rajju tadvat viswam atma sarupam. Rajju tadvat. Rajju means the rope. Tadvat similarly. Viswam, universe. Atma sarupam is the truth. Only the Atman is the truth. So as only rope is there after the delusion is removed, similarly when the veiling is removed, the universe, the Vatma tattva is seen and Atma tattva will remain. The substratum of the whole world, Brahman, will remain. There is no difference between Atma and Brahman. When superimposition of substratum is removed, then substratum alone remains. Many times I've said, substratum Brahman is there, on which superimposition the whole world is superimposed. Inside us, Atma tattva is there, on which our upadhi, all the upadhi, anamaya kosh, pranamaya kosh, manomaya kosh, jnana, gross body, subtle body, or causal body, all are superimposed. Remove this, what will remain? Atman or Brahman will remain. You cannot remove this Atma Tattva and Brahman. You can remove only the Asat part. The Sat part, Sat part remains 3 periods of time. We cannot negate or remove the Sat part. So what is the role of knowledge? it removes the superimposition and shows us the adhishtan, the truth. Vishwa is illusion. After realization, Vishwa is Atma Tattva. Whole world is Atma Tattva. Jagat is also Atma. Jagat is Ishti, Yukta Sevanam, Ashtamurti, Deva Pujanam. Jagat is Atma Tattva. We are from this Jagat has come. Everything has come from the Him only. He has become many. He has become many. Gurudev says, when the delusion of BMI, PFT, OET are ended, then reality manifests and is fully recognized. When the delusion has ended, the serpent is not seen anymore. But the reality behind the serpent, the rope, is seen. Similarly, the world of plurality is in reality Brahman only. World is also Brahman only. Jagati Sadi Yukta Sevanam Ashtimurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. It has come from Him only. He has taken different form. Chair, table, everything He has become. The world is the projection of the mind and the intellect. When they are transcended, the apprehension of the Atman is automatic. It's automatic. Next.
Swayam Brahma, Swayam Vishnu.
Swayam Brahma, Swayam Vishnu.
Swayam Indra, Swayam Shiva.
Swayam Indra, Swayam Shiva.
Swayam Vishwam Idam Sarvam.
Swayam Vishwam Idam Sarvam.
Swasmadanyanna Kinchana.
Swasmadanyanna Kinchana.
Swayam Brahma, Swayam Vishnu, Swayam Indra, Indra, Swayam Shiva, Swayam Vishwam Idam Sarvam, Swasmadanna Kinchana.
Swayam Brahma, the Self is Brahma. Swayam Vishnu, this Self is Vishnu. Swayam Indra, this Self is Indra. Swayam Shiva, the Self is Shiva. So Self is Brahma, this Self is Vishnu, Shiva, Indra, and all 33 crores of devatas. All 33 devatas is all that Self only. Have you seen sometimes in the cinema you find one actor having double role? He changes his dress and comes again in different role. Same way, it is the one actor. Which actor? Self. So sometimes he has become Shiva, he is Indra, he is Brahma, he has become all Devata, he has become all of us. He has become all Jeev, all tree, plants, he has become. Because Self is the one and same in each and every being, it's only the Upadhis are different. Somebody has got Upadhi, a conditioning of a tree. Somebody has got a upadhi of chair. Somebody has got a upadhi of table. It is he himself has become all this. So what we have to see? We have to see the standpoint not from the upadhi level. From the Atman standpoint we have to see. What we are seeing now is from the upadhi standpoint. And we say, this is all different. Table is not chair, chair is not book and this way. Because upadhis are different. But without upadhi, they are one and same. In Ganesh Atharva Sirs, it's come, Tam Brahma. Now there you see in Atharva Sirs, Ganesh ji is Brahma. You see? Whatever Puran you take in Devi Puran, Devi is Brahman. In Ganesh Atharva, Ganesh is Brahman. There it is, Tam Brahma, Tam Vishnu, Tam Rudra, Tam Indra, Tam Agni, Tam Vayu, Tam Surya, Tam Chandrama. Tvam Brahma Bhurva Sarum. Same that. In the Narayana Suktam comes, Narayanam Para Brahma Tattvam Narayana Para Narayana Paro Dhyata Dhyanam Narayana Para Yat Kinchi Jagat Sarvam Drishyate Suryate Narayana. But Vedanta says what? Atman. The whole world is Atman only. Swayam Vishwam Idam Swasmat Anyatna Kinchana. The Self is the entire universe. Indeed, nothing exists except the Self. So only one thing is there. So Bhakta will say, Siya Ram Mai Sab Jag Jani. A bhakti is seeing everywhere Krishna Krishna. A Ram Bhakta will say, I am seeing only Siya Ram everywhere. A Vedantin will say, I am seeing Satchidananda everywhere. So Jnani meditates and realizes and revels in this Atman. Swami Ram Tithri says, Ram is sun, Ram is moon. Pakkal Mahatma. Ram is sun, Ram is moon, Ram is table, Ram is chair. And how Kabir said, Apni Madhi, Aapne Dolu. He has become all that and enjoying. Apni Madhi, he has created all these things. And enjoying. And in Gita we find Arjuna also said, I am seeing everywhere Bhagwan. Everywhere he's seeing Bhagwan. There are a couple of examples, very simple. Can you give us 5 minutes? Or is it too much? Jyoti ji, should I continue for 5 minutes?
Sure,
Ashok ji. Ashok ji wants to. Jyada ho gaya Ashok ji? Nahin, ye simple hai, very simple. 2 verses are very simple, very easy to explain, yes.
Antaswayam chapi bahi swayam cha.
Antaswayam chapi bahi swayam cha.
Swayam purastat swayameva paschat.
Swayam purastat swayameva paschat.
Swayam yavachyam swayam apyudichyam.
Swayam yavachyam swayam apyudichyam.
Tato paristat swayamapyadastat.
Tato paristat swayamapyadastat.
Antaswayam chapi bahi swayam cha. Swayam purastat swayameva paschat. Swayam yavachyam swayamapyudichyam. Tato paristat swayamapyadastat.
Antaswayam, antaswayam, within also self, api bahi, and outside also self. Swayam cha, swayam purastat, and self is in front, swayam eva paschat, self is behind. All pervadingness of self is being stated here. The self is within, the self is without, the self is in front, the self is in behind. It's everywhere. So I am inside, I am outside. Those who are in anatma can't enjoy. Those who are attached to atma, they can't enjoy. But if you identify with atma, you will see atma everywhere. If you see atma everywhere, will you be dukhi or sukhi? Atma will give me sukh only. So they will enjoy. So self is in front, self is behind also. Everywhere self is there. Like fish in the water. What is self? Water is everywhere. Up, down, front, behind. Everywhere water is water. Swayam hi avachyam, swayam api udichyatam. Swayam hi avachyam. Avachyam in the south. And swayam api udichyam in the north. So in front, if you are facing east, so swayam, the self, is in east. Behind, it is west. It is in the north also, self is there. South is also self there. Tatha uparishtat, above also it is there. Swayam api adhastat, below also it is there. So if you take the map of India, the swayam, that self, is in the South India also and North India also. All over world, everywhere it is there. Jit dekhu tu hi tu hai, kya dharti, kya akas. Wherever. Akhandanand Maharaj used to say, thasa thas bara hua hai. Jidhar dekho udhari hai swayam. Self is there, everywhere. In front, behind, right, left, upar, niche, everywhere self is there. In Gita chapter 11, Arjun is seeing Paramatma on all sides, and any bhakta will see his Ishtadevta, Ram bhakta will see Ram everywhere, Krishna bhakta will see Krishna everywhere, Vedantin will see Sachidananda everywhere. Tukaram said, I did satsang and I became Panduranga. He said, I am Panduranga. He is seeing everywhere Panduranga only. Okay. But Thakur Ramakrishna, he used to worship Mother Kali, you know. So after worshiping Mother Kali, the knowledge dawned and he started putting all his flowers instead of Mother Kali, putting on his own head. I am that Kali. Because from the angle or from the state of consciousness, the consciousness in Kali and the consciousness in the Ramakrishna is one and the same. He started doing his own puja, Atma puja. So there was no duality for him. So we have got Dvait, Visishta Advait and Advait. Dvait means duality is there. Duality there. Ham hai, Bhagwan hai. Visishta Advait. Bhakta will say, I am part of you. It's not that I am different and you are different. That is Dvaita. In Visishta Advaita, Bhakta says, I am part of you. Mavaivanso jivaloke. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, I am part. And what is Advaita? I am not different from you. I am one with you. I am one with you. So verse number 389 and 390 are explanation of the Tadvat Viswam Atma Sarupam in verse number 388. This was the explanation. Okay, I said only I will take 5 minutes, but still another example is there.
We'll take the next.
We will take in our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.